You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. We're just kicking off Act 2 here on this Thursday night from beautiful downtown Green Bay on this gorgeous summer night. Conrad Krieger working the board as usual here at Nightlight. And we've had a lot of fun. Jane Matinere was here in the first hour. Made the popcorn pick of the week. Her pick was, did you already forget, Conrad?
And just like that,
and
I forgot.
Just like that. That's right. It's
sorry.
The Sex and the City reboot. And that was Jane's pick. A great pick. And it was great to talk to Jane. Check out Matt and Aaron Air every weekday here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 to 11 with Greg Bach. They do a great job. We also talked about Tacoma Fire in the first hour. And we got a little mileage out of our Wabino Fire.
Yeah, I think we should revisit them. You know, what are they doing? What do you think Red and Smoke are doing?
You mean like a reboot to find out what their story is?
Yeah, I think
they've had any good calls or anything.
I think we need to visit their origin stories.
That's interesting. I like that.
We need to do the Marvel route.
Yeah, right. A spinoff, if you will, from our little comedy skit. And we've established that Matt Damon turned down 10% of the profits of Avatar because he said he did in a recent interview. He probably cost himself a couple $100 million. And he says no one in Hollywood has ever lost as much money as him by saying no to a deal. But he had a good excuse. He's working. He's working hard. I'm excited to see. There's a couple big movie openings this weekend. Nobody 2.
I'm going to see that.
I think I'm going to see the other one first. I'm excited to see Nobody 2 because I like the first one. But I'm really excited to see what Spike Lee did with Denzel Washington and this remake of Highest to Lowest. So
I don't know why. I always think you're going to say Freaker Friday, you know?
Well, because it's a great movie. I don't know. I haven't. I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know much about Lindsay Lohan, but
well, I've seen her in a lot of ads now.
Lindsay Lohan for that movie?
No, not even for the movie. It's like I think she has a kid now, and she's done a lot of mom ads.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a lot going on. Steve Martin turned 79 today, and our question of the night is: what is your favorite Steve Martin movie or TV show or role? You could just share a fun thought about Steve Martin. He is a beloved Hollywood icon. I'm on record as saying I don't love, it's not that I don't love him and Martin Short together. I'm just over it. Now it's a little too folksy, a little too schmaltzy when they're together, and it kind of makes me a little bit sick. As much as I love both of them together. So there you go. And coming up at 7:20, we've got In Studio Rock and Roll, ladies and gentlemen. The kids love their rock and roll. Horace Green will be here. Rocking the studio here at Nightlight. That is coming up in just about 10 minutes. They'll be here. Are they en route? Do we know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we should probably get to some of these texts. This is a great question. People are having fun with it. And obviously, they love Steve Martin because we're getting a lot of text activity. Melissa from Willie Street, she's in the 608, says, the jerk all day. Did I read that? Or that was somebody else's. Okay. Yep. Melissa likes the jerk. And that's in my top five, Melissa, for sure. And that's another movie I was watching probably in like middle school going, oh, I don't even understand half of this. There's like a lot of sex jokes. But he's so great in The Jerk, Steve Martin. If you haven't seen it, check it out. David from Richland Center says The Jerk. All right, another vote for The Jerk. And yes, Melissa did correct herself. We read her text earlier. She was talking about the Goonies and her adventures as a young bike rider in her neighborhood. And she typed Googies. But she corrected herself and said Goonies. We figured as much, Melissa. All right, Chris Casper, our pal, our Civic Media pal, who says those aren't pillows. And that is an iconic line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So we know Chris Casper likes Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's one of our favorites. My wife and I just call it PTA. We watched it so much when we first started dating or shortly thereafter. We just called it PTA because we knew We didn't have the kind of time where we could actually say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because we were in our early 20s. Tony the Trucker, he's in the 608. He says, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, hands down. That said, it doesn't happen without John Candy, RIP John. Totally agree, Tony the Trucker. And I would say, I said The Man with Two Brains as just an absolute pure comedy. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is my favorite Steve Martin movie and one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a masterpiece. Well done. John in Madison in the 608. Melissa's John says, The Man with Two Brains, Dr. Affer. And hoping, and if I don't know if you remember this, John, Kathleen Turner's name was Ann O'Melmahay. It's like U-L-U-L-U-L. So great. He says, hopping on one hand, saying, blank, damn, your drunk tests are hard. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Oh, my God, so, so funny. John recommends The Man with Two Brains, as do I. Eric from Madison says, Roxanne. I forgot about Roxanne. And I just gave that a rewatch like 3 years ago with my kids. It holds up okay. Steve Martin is great in it. Thank you, Eric. Everett from Sun Prairie, The Jerk is still one of the funniest movies ever. Totally agree. Conrad, highly recommend it. I got to give it a rewatch too. It's been about 20 years probably. I don't know. That's the one I would recommend. But Man with Two Brains too. Like those first three movies, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, The Man with Two Brains, and The Jerk, are all just complete Steve Martin goofy comedies. Like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a great movie, top to bottom. There's good drama, there's good comedy, but Steve Martin being the wild and crazy guy, goofy Steve Martin in those first three movies, they're just gold. Well done, Everett. Thank you. Jameson in Pennsylvania, that's the 814, folks, if you're scoring at home. He says, Khan has it right. I lived in Olympia, the capital of Washington, very close to Tacoma. As funny as the show is, it's a bit true to life as well. How can that be?
Well, that's actually kind of crazy with some of the stuff they do in that.
It's just like it's a goofy town, if that's even...
Let me just say they go into an ongoing fire, and it's a THC shop, and they had to take off the mask, and they all get... super high, like all the firefighters.
Oh, that's great. Did you see Super Troopers?
Oh, yeah. So and funny. The, I mean, the second one's, nah, but the first one's hilarious.
Oh, they're great. Jameson also says, also, The Jerk has my vote. It's so corny, but it's great. Well, it's corny, but it's, I don't even know if I'd say it's corny. It's just supposed to be stupid. It's silly. The movie's called The Jerk. And that's the movie, Jameson. I don't know if you remember. Steve Martin goes out. He leaves. He is the one white guy in an all-black family, and he feels different. He feels different. And he goes out, and he hitchhikes to leave home. And there's a truck that stops at the end of the fence. And the trucker says, St. Louis? And Steve Martin says, no, Navin Johnson. Oh, you're going to St. Louis. Yeah, how far are you going? The trucker says, to the end of this fence. Beautiful scene. Great stuff. Jack from Merrimack says, my favorite Steve Martin movie by far is Roxanne. There are so many great scenes in that movie, and it's hard to consider any other. But the scene in the darts, oh, it's great. Steve Martin, that is a great scene. Great set piece. He says, the scene in the darts bar is absolutely brilliant. Totally agree, Jack from Merrimack. If you haven't checked out Roxanne, please do so. Steve, Conrad's dad checking in. I got to say, Steve Martin became one of my favorite play actors first when he played the now iconic Saturday Night Live skit with Dan Aykroyd. They were two wild and crazy guys and one of his first movies, The Jerk. All right, there you go. Your dad loves it too. That means you have to watch it. Thank you, Steve. Conrad's mom, following suit, says The Pink Panther or Little Shop of Horrors. God, he's done so many great movies. Like, I forgot about both of those movies. Great stuff, Paula. Brian from Green Bay says, oh, we already read that one, The Peshtigo Fire. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, special alert, someone has thrown a book of matches in the monkey house. Is that from Tacoma? Or is that a Steve Martin line?
That might be from Tacoma, and I just haven't seen it yet because I'm only in season two.
Tyler's a mad TV watcher. That's awesome. Thank you, Tyler. Nancy from the 331. Hey, Pete. Nancy from Illinois. House sitter. Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn. Another one I forgot about. Just watched The Godfather of Green Bay. Enjoyed it very much. Spent a lot of time in Rhinelander. Love Wisconsin. Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for watching The Godfather of Green Bay and your great text tonight. Steve from Florida also says, I got to say Short and Martin are great in Only Murders in the Building, but I agree, Pete. Short and Martin have to separate when they are not shooting episodes. Even the recent charge. Yeah, they did that credit card commercial.
Yeah, those are really hard to watch. Those are tough to watch.
Or bring in real comedy writers or something. It's just, it's so bad. He says, and Steve says, that commercial is really, really bad and not funny. I agree, Steve. Tom from New Berlin says, with you, Pete, and Jane with the gore. Okay. Jane Matinera was here a few minutes ago, said she didn't like gore. Not a huge fan of gore either. And Tom is with us. We got a voucher. Tom says, Jane, you melted me. Oh, sounds like Tom has a little crush, Conrad. Have we ever played Cupid for anybody who's been on the show?
I don't
have there
think
been any
so.
Nightlight marriages or I mean Jane's married. She's a happily married woman.
I don't think we have.
Speak for Tom, but little crush is okay. And I think he just means he loves her show. Tom says it's like weeding around the flowers. Maybe he's talking about the honeysuckle stuff. All right, we got through all the text. We're caught up. No, we've got a stream comment from Craig Kennedy. He says, Pete, first thought is The Jerk, which is a classic comedy classic, but as a performance as a whole, I love his role in Parenthood. Certain parts of that film are so beautiful, it brings me to tears. And that's the sign of a great actor. You can be funny and bring you to tears. Great stuff, Craig. Thank you for all your texts. Keep them coming, folks. It's not too late to get in on the fun. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie or TV show? Steve Martin turns 79 today. Craig says, Craig Kennett says, also the fake annoyance that Steve and Martin have for each other is exhausting and not funny. You know, I've always said this too. It's hard for comedians to be funny past like 60, maybe. Maybe they just don't know that. Or their audience doesn't care. Look, they're selling out arenas with their show. My parents went and saw it, I think here at the Resch Center. They made the drive from Marinette and saw and loved the show. And I'm sure it's entertaining. I just don't need to see it. John Murray from Madison. Back on the text line in the 608, Peter, The Jerk, Steve had me at I Was Born a Poor Black Child. So funny. Such great stuff. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie or TV show? We've got Horace Green coming up in just a couple minutes. They're going to be in the studio playing what I like to call rock and roll. Conrad, what do you call it? Do you call it the rock and roll?
I would say it's a mix of something else, but I can't think of the word.
So you're going to see, we've established this, you're going to see Nobody 2,
yes,
which opens this weekend. I'm going to check out Highest to Lowest with, it's a new Spike Lee film with Denzel Washington. It's their fifth time they've been working, they've worked together. So I'm excited to see that, but I will definitely see Nobody 2 as well. That was a great movie. Like you just, I remember my son Joe and I just scrolling one night. I think it was Netflix. And it's like, oh, what's this movie with Bob Odenkirk? Because we both love Bob Odenkirk. He's a great guy in real life, and he's incredibly talented. So we played it. We said, let's give it a try, and we were riveted. Nobody was, it was so unassuming. It's like all of a sudden, it's this great movie, and Bob Odenkirk is so good in it. It just kind of catches you off guard. He plays a very unassuming badass. And Nobody 2 is reviewing well, too. So I have every reason to think it's going to be a good flick. So we should have a report on that on Monday as well, folks. So, all right. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We have Horace Green in the studio. They are coming up next after this very short break. You're welcome to still play our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie or TV show? Eric on the stream says Horace Green plays something they like to call Cream. Now I'm intrigued. We'll get into all that next, coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are jamming through a Thursday night here, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and very exciting. The band has arrived. We've got, oh my gosh, this is exciting. We've got Horace Green in the studio. They're just getting set up right now. Our question of the night, if you still want to get in on the fun, folks, and have us read your text on the radio, what an amazing moment in a listener's life. Let us know what your favorite Steve Martin movie is or TV show. It's Steve Martin's birthday today. He turns 79. Jane Matinair was here earlier, host of Matinair on Air. She made the popcorn pick of the week and picked And Just Like That. That's the first time a TV show has been picked, I think, Con.
Yeah, I think so.
And which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Right? So it was fun to have Jane on. And right now, it is my pleasure to introduce. They are fresh off an incredible performance at the Mile of Music. Northeast Wisconsin-based Horace Green is here. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Pete.
Okay, so we've got Tony, Austin. I don't know what I do with my questions. Let's have you guys introduce yourselves, and you can tell us a little bit about you as individuals, and we'll learn about the band, and then you're going to rock us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, I'm Tony. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Sam. I play bass and sing.
And I am Austin, and I play the drums.
Outstanding. It's good to meet you guys.
You too, man.
How pleasure's
long,
all ours.
How long have you been... well, first of all, I have to ask you, where does the name Horace Green come from?
Yeah, so it's just an old man's name. Really, like, you know, you get like a dog or a cat, you name the cat, you name the dog, you get a band, you name the band. I don't know.
Just one of those names.
It happens to coincide with the movie School of Rock, which was not necessarily intentional, but it's a more of a happy accident.
Can you grab my questions, Con? They're right there. I don't know if you guys heard of this. This is a great story about Pearl Jam. Do you know what the name of Pearl Jam was supposed to be?
No.
They liked the NBA player Mookie Blaylock, and they were going to call their band name, they were going to name the band Mookie Blaylock.
Okay.
And they went away from that. I think that was smart because Pearl Jam's a great. Yeah. Yeah. But it kind of reminded me of you guys, like Horace Green, and you said it's like an old guy. So that's kind of cool.
I was really into like blues music back then, and that's kind of like where the inspiration came from.
That's interesting. So talk about that. What brought you guys together, and how long have you been playing?
Austin actually joined the band in 2019.
Yes, late 2019 was my first show with these guys.
Perfect time to join a band.
Seemed like a good time at the time.
Late 2019.
Let's just set those live shows aside for a while.
Yeah, right, which is pretty much what we did.
Yeah, I think it was like September you joined and then learned all the music, and we had like a full next year of shows, and then everything got canceled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what did you do during that time? Did you go back to the drawing board with just writing a lot or?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I did a lot of writing for the album we're going to be coming out with in May.
Okay.
And yeah, Cream. Cream was incepted during that time too.
Nice.
It was a COVID baby.
Yep.
That's exciting. So we might as well stick with that. We got a texter on the stream. Horace Green plays something they like to call Cream. Because I said your genre is what I like to call rock and roll. And is that the song that's dropping tomorrow?
It is. Yep.
Could I twist your arm to play that after the news? Would you guys be willing to do that?
Absolutely.
That's so cool. Tell us how, all right, so Tony, you're the lyricist typically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do you get inspiration to write lyrics?
Usually I just have an idea, like one little idea for a song, and then I try to just build it around that and make a lyric message that seems cohesive. One thing I used to do when I first started writing songs is I would make these lyrics that only made sense to me.
Yeah.
And then no one else, I mean, they weren't like totally gibberish, but I kind of over time have tried to make the lyrics more relatable and make sense to a bigger group of people.
Okay.
But yeah, I just try to make sure it makes sense and, you know, says some kind of message.
Yeah.
Cream is, well, there's a couple messages in Cream.
Sends a message.
Yeah. I like to let people, make their own meaning for the song.
Okay.
We put it out there and you can listen to it and then whatever you feel, that's probably the right answer.
Do you ever do that like after shows or in interviews like this when someone has their interpretation and it was nothing like what you thought? You're like, oh, I love how you were trying to say this. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. That definitely happened. That happens within the band.
Oh,
I'm still like there's some misheard lyrics from like our first album. We were listening back to a live performance and I was like, oh, is that what you're saying? And then it was something completely different. So all these years later, I'm still learning.
Todd thought it was fish fry on that one song, one of the lyrics. Yeah. No, it definitely happens.
How was Mile of Music? You guys just performed there. It's just gotten to be this humongous music event right here in Northeast Wisconsin, which I think is so cool.
It's a treat.
Yeah, and we're on statewide. So we talk about Summerfest sometimes. They just had Atwood Fest in Madison. This is kind of like our thing in Northeast Wisconsin. Have you played a lot of festivals, and how does that rank?
Yeah, we played Atwood Fest last year, right?
Yep.
That was really fun. I love that one. They're all great. I would say Mile of Music is probably our favorite.
It's special. It's in our backyard, you know. It's a beautiful place. It is a mile of music, and it's straight down all of College Avenue. It's straight up a mile of music, and there's, what, maybe 30 different venues around that?
I think,
and it's
maybe even more.
Yeah, and it's just wild. Just
and
to
different
see
genres of music, too, right? Like,
it's
everything
a special festival, yeah.
What do you guys, we're going to go to a break here, but what, just straight up rock and roll, is that what you call Horace Green, or?
Indie rock in general.
We struggle with that question. We don't know.
You said
what to
blues
say.
Before. So you don't have to, right? Like, there's who cares if you don't?
It's a little psychedelic. It's a little disco-y and dancey. It's rock and roll-y.
Genre bending.
Nighttime Boy, I saw on your website earlier. That had kind of a funk, psychedelic kind of thing, too. All right. Horace Green is here. We're going to do the news. And when we come back, we're going to get a sneak peek at their new song called Cream. It drops tomorrow. You're going to hear it here on Nightlight First. It's Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. A teardrop starts and it breaks my heart. When a teardrop falls, welcome back. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks. This doesn't happen very often, but we've got Horace Green in the studio here, Northeast Wisconsin-based rock band. Well, we don't know if it's just rock, but a lot of different genres. But I literally had the chills when they were warming up. So I'm, I don't mean to, like, you know, put the pressure on you guys, but I'm very excited to hear you guys play. So let's talk about this. You've got a song dropping tomorrow called Cream. Give us a little background and then we'll hear it.
Cream is the climax to the Summer of Cream, which was our summer tour this year. And we are releasing it on what is now the Cream Solstice.
Okay.
A new national holiday.
We're going to be celebrating every year.
I love it. That's so cool. All right. So Horace Green, they just finished great performances at Mile of Music. They had a blast. They're here in the studio. We're going to hear their song that drops. Where can people find the song tomorrow?
Spotify.
Okay.
Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere you listen to
pretty
music.
Pretty much anywhere.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I will not sing background. Are you guys okay with that?
Oh, we were hoping you were going to. Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Maybe I'll jump in if we. All right, this is Horace Green in the studio here at Nightlight playing their new tune, Cream.
All right.
You want me to count it off?
Sure.
Cream. Can't your brain giving into the groove? There's nothing you can do. That's so cream, the currency of ecstasy. Sister Sonic, fill the ocean. We can ride on this emotion during golden hour. The universe is ours. Ooh, tell me, does it groove ya? Pick you up and get you moving. Is that your brain into the groove? There's nothing you can do. That's so cream, the currency of ecstasy. Turn and go to jealousy.
That's awesome. What great job, you guys. Thank you. All I knew is when I was listening, it made me wish I could do what you're doing. And I think that's that was great. That's Cream, man. Folks. It drops tomorrow. The band is Horace Green. That was just a little taste. You guys are going to play something again in the next segment. I think that was... So 6 minutes. Does that... I'm trying to figure out, too, while I listen, like, who are your influences? I heard a little bit almost of Prince, maybe, or got a good funk sound. Like, you know, who are your influences? Who'd you guys grow up listening to?
Prince is good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good pull.
That's a good one.
You could be compared to a lot worse, right?
Yeah. He's up there.
It's a great compliment.
I don't know the answer to that question. We're terrible at the genre thing. I think when I'm writing music, I just write whatever feels right, and you know what, if it comes out good, it comes out good.
Well, you say you turn the music off when
I can't listen to music when I write, because then I start like
writing
thinking of
the
someone
song
else.
Gets derivative.
Well, my dad, when I was growing up, my dad he played a lot of like 80s rock and 70s stuff. He had this Bee Gees DVD that I played when I was like 5 to 15 years old on repeat all the time.
The disco Bee Gees, or like the Bee Gees before? They have
all
some
of
great
it.
Stuff.
All of it.
Yeah.
They are an amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear Springsteen play like Stayin' Alive in concert? It's unbelievable.
No.
Like, the songs hold up no matter how you play them, but they're just, the lyrics are
good
great.
Songs.
You should see them when they were kids. They're amazing at harmonizing.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, yeah. It's goosebumps.
So how do you start? Tony, do you write the lyrics first, or do you get the music first? And is it easier to write lyrics to music, or vice versa?
It's totally random. Over time, I've kind of like gotten the idea that it's about the spark. So like, there's always a spark.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a guitar riff or a lyrical idea, and then that's like the North Star of the song, and everything kind of goes off that.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. You have a couple dates coming up we should talk about, because they're like upon us. So where are you going to be tomorrow?
We are in La Crosse tomorrow, playing an event called The River Roast.
The River Roast.
I've heard of it. It's supposed to be a great
It seems pretty cool. Night. There's like a hotel, the Charmont, I think, and they shut down like the whole street and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Do people dance when you're playing? I mean, you do some rock and roll, but it's very danceable stuff. Like, do people get up? And you said you did Atwood Fest last year. Was that something people got up and?
Yeah. Atwood Fest was fun. There's a good crowd there, good energy. People dance to some stuff.
Yeah. All right, so you got La Crosse tomorrow, and then this must be a misprint. It looks like you're in Green Bay at the IG Night Market tomorrow as well, August 15th. Is that date not right?
That's right.
Not on the 15th, on the 16th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then Appleton at the Stone Arch is?
That's in October.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. I was looking at that. It was on the website.
Somewhere.
Okay.
I might have misclicked <That's okay>. Something.
So where do you guys want to take this? I mean, right now you're based in Northeast Wisconsin. Do you travel far outside of Wisconsin? Where are your favorite venues, and where are the best crowds that you've encountered so far?
Appleton's always fun, whether it's Mile of Music or not. Milwaukee's fun. We like playing Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, Madison.
Minneapolis and Rochester were really fun this year.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, we were there. Beautiful area, both areas.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Where are the Japanese Gardens?
Anderson That's, Japanese Garden.
Rockford.
Yeah. Rockford.
Oh, beautiful.
That's, we love playing there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been there a couple times, and it's this big like botanical garden, and they do like a Tuesday night thing. So
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, you drive down there and like there's like 500 people, and it's just right in the middle of the garden. So super cool.
Very nice. Horace Green is here in the studio. Their new single, Cream, drops tomorrow on anywhere you get your music. They're out there. It's great stuff. They're going to play for us again. We're going to do a really short break. We did hear, do you guys know Steve Martin? You know Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite Steve Martin movie? That's our question of the night.
Oh, man. I'd need a list. I'm so bad at bringing up.
All right, think about it during the break.
We'll
get it when we come back. But Ross Bigley dropped us a stream comment, and he says, I think Bowfinger is brilliant, another Martin classic, or The Man with Two Brains classic. And then Eric, he's a big fan of you guys. That's his second stream comment. And he just wrote Cream in all caps.
Cream.
That's our guy.
Cream.
We love him.
Thank you, Eric. John from Madison says, Peter, the jerk. Steve Hatmead, I was born. Oh, we already read that one. Sorry, John. John has another one, though. He says, never again will this be a movie line for a pasty white fella like Steve. Vintage classic comedy at its best. Should this be taboo for a modern movie? Maybe. It's just so damn weird nowadays, sadly. And then Jim from Appleton says, Steve Martin in Pink Panther Parts 1 and 2. We are coming right back, folks. Horace Green is in the studio. They're going to play for us again. And then you're going to help us close things down here, which is exciting. All right, Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Talking music, comedy, life, everything here with Horace Green. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Horace Green is live in the studio. Just had a great showing at the Miracle Mile, or Miracle Mile.
Oh, yeah.
Mile of Music.
Back in L.A.
We're back in L.A. now. And they just played their new song, Cream, which drops tomorrow. We got a little sneak preview here, which was very exciting. And it's a great tune. So check it out. Check that. Where can people find, what platforms are you guys on for social media?
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube.
Okay. Everything.
The big boys.
And your website is great, too, because you have, like, a player, and you can just click play, and random stuff comes on. That's what I was doing today when I was... So check out their website as well.
And there is an Easter egg somewhere on the music
page.
There's
a secret.
Oh, yeah.
What do you win? Is it you win a T-shirt or something?
You win... You could say you win something. I can't give too much away, but...
All right, check it out. Go to their website, and good luck with the Easter egg. Is it... You know, speaking of social media, is it harder now with... You know, I remember when I was younger, it was like you had to play, you had to go hand out flyers, post on bulletin boards, get your friends to come to the bar. Now you have music you can put out on social media. It seems so easy, but is it hard keeping up with all that? You have to find content constantly. What do you think is, what are the challenges there?
It's, you should still do all that street stuff.
Yeah.
The social media, there's so much noise. There's so many people.
Okay.
Posting things all the time. The trick is to get through the noise.
Yeah.
So that's what's tough.
Is there's so much, like it makes it easy for people to put out. So there's so much on there. You have to, you have to stand out in the crowd.
That's interesting. So when you guys come up with a song, how do you do it? Do you go into the studio? I've been amazed just having bands on this show where they think of a song and they play it and it's great. But then they go in and produce it, or they work with a producer who adds so much, like all this composition. Mm-hmm. What's that process like for you guys? Or do you just produce it yourselves?
So I usually will write a song and I'll demo it just like at home.
Okay.
And then I'll share it with the boys, and then we jam it in the... We have a little... Me and Sam have a little studio in Oshkosh. That's where we recorded this whole album we're coming out with in May.
Nice.
And... Yeah, we just jam it out. Sometimes things change when we have to play it live. But yeah, we record up there too, and then I'll mix it. And then I like to send it off to a different person to have it mastered just to get another ear on it.
Yeah.
But that's usually great. What we do, yeah.
What if you guys had to pick a band that your career would sort of parallel or to reach a certain level of fame, if you will, what would that be? What would that band be, or what would that look like?
That would be the Rolling Stones.
Aerosmith.
Aiming high. All right. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm hoping we can be the first band to play on the moon.
They're getting close with the Space Force.
Yeah, it's going to happen at some point.
It's got to happen, right?
I always wanted to be the first guy to walk on the sun, but I'm getting older.
I think Smash Mouth did that already.
That's true. Very well said. Conrad, do you have any requests?
I mean, Nighttime Boy's really good.
Nighttime Boy's
good. Nighttime. Okay. Do we have any Nighttime Boys here?
You want to explain what that is?
A Nighttime Boy, I mean, it's an open term. If you feel like a Nighttime Boy, you probably are one.
Okay.
And you may be one after the song, too.
All right, fantastic. Horace Green is here. Love the name. Love the band. Check them out. Their new song, Cream, drops tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening. They're going to play us out. I'd like to thank Jane Matinere for being here and making the popcorn pick. It's And Just Like That, which wraps up tonight, she said, right?
Yep.
For yes, those of you who like And Just Like That, check it out. It's the end of an era, and I would like to thank all of you for your texts, calls, everything. Steve Martin was celebrated tonight properly, I think. And I'd also like to thank you guys for being here, Horace Green. They're going to play us out. The song is Nighttime Boy. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin. Here's Horace Green.
Late night all alone, but we ain't coming down. Strangest feeling I got now, got me breaking down. And lately things just don't feel right. Maybe I got a full mind, but my God, how can out of my mind. How could I be missing this? Summer, sweetie, and they're getting it. And I think I'm working in the morning, but I'm forgetting it. And babe, I could be your midnight boy and stay bringing in the light next morn. Out of my mind, and I won't be sleeping on this night. I'm coming to the other side. I found love, I lost
never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.